Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second, the right fielder, Steve Whitaker. Batting third, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth, the catcher, Merritt Reyneau. Batting sixth, the third baseman, John Kennedy. Batting seventh, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Timberlake. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gary Timberlake. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third, the left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth, the catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merritt Reyneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reyneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mincher moves to third. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Mincher scores. Reyneau moves to second. It's 1-0, Pilots. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. Reyneau moves to third. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gary Timberlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timberlake is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitaker moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barry for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Renu hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Renu reaches second base with a double. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Renu moves to third. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 1 in the game. Donaldson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Renu scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 2 to nothing, Pilots. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Euler reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Donaldson goes all the way around to score. It's 4 to nothing, Pilots. Don Sechrist now pitching. Gary Timberlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timberlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Timberlake bunts towards the mound. Sechrist fields it and throws to first for the out. Oiler moves to third. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sechrist fields it and throws to home to get Oiler. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Harper steals second. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Harper steals third. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson misplays the ball. That's an error on Donaldson. Josephson scores. Melton goes all the way around to score. McCraw moves to second. It's 4-2, Pilots. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the White Sox 2. The Pilots will come to bat. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Renu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Timberlake. May moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Diego Segui now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the White Sox 2. The Pilots will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Carlos covering, for the out. Two outs. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Berry reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward pinch hits for Cisco Carlos. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Harper. Ward reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 4-3, Pilots. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first, with Segui covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the White Sox 3. The Pilots will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Diego Segui is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Segui strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Harper steals second. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis is walked intentionally. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pilots 4, and the White Sox 3. the White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pilots, 4, White Sox, 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Josephson scores. Melton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer pinch hits for Merritt Raynou. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry McNairtney pinch hits for John Donaldson. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Pilots 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Comer now playing center field. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Tommy Harper now playing second base. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. May is walked intentionally. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Whitaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Pilots 4. The Pilots will come to bat. Gus Gill pinch hits for Ray Euler. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gill moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gill moves to third. Joe Horland now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harper strikes out. One out. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker is walked intentionally. Rollins moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gill tags and scores. Two outs. It's Pilots, 5, White Sox, 5. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-1 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bouton now pitching. Rich Rollins now playing third base. John Kennedy now playing shortstop. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-4 in the game. Knoop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the White Sox 5. The Pilots will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-1 in the game. McNairtney hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Jim Bouton. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing center field. Wayne Comer now playing third base. Bob Locker now pitching. Rich Rollins now playing shortstop. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Berry strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Joe Horland. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Comer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hopkins moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rollins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pilots 5, and the White Sox 5. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Gale Hopkins now playing first base. Dan Osinski now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins strikes out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Harper steals second. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Davis reaches second base with a double. Harper scores. It's 6-5, Pilots. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mincher is walked intentionally. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 0-for-2 in the game. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osinski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pilots 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Seattle Pilots, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.